The Israeli Minister for Military Affairs, Ehud Barak, approved a plan to construct an additional 538 new housing units in the illegal Itamar settlement. An Israeli paper obtained information that Barak decided to go ahead with the expansion without any prior agreement from the Israeli Planning and Construction Committee. Barak had previously legalized 138 units in this area without construction permits, although under international law, settlements remain illegal in a country under occupation.
And it is a strategic plan, but also they are using it for the elections. So the competition now between different Israeli occupation leaders of announcing new settlements to prove to this fascist society that their main strategic program within the colonization, within the West Bank, is the colonization. It means that this the society trend even is supporting the colonization and the occupation. So for us to know what kind of society we are dealing with, not just the leadership, otherwise they would, I would say that the political parties and the leaders there, they won't compete on who will do more colonies in the West Bank as they are doing now.
There's been a recent surge of violent attacks, particularly in the Nablus region, which includes price tagging, a settler activity which includes spraying graffiti onto Palestinian homes, burning mosques, cars and Palestinian homes.
All the settlements around Nablus are very violent, and they all take part in attacks against the population in different villages, and especially in the villages that surround Yitzhar and Itamar. And I think the expansion of the settlement will only reinforce the aggressive intentions and actions of the settlers that are living in these settlements.
Human rights groups are asking the international community and politicians to intervene with the settlement expansion, as it will also include new roads between the settlements, which will further block routes from Ramallah to Nablus. The settlement will further encircle the Nablus region, imprisoning the population. The Israeli Defense Minister approved the building of these new units without any planning or construction permission. Also, with the recent surge of violent attacks by settlers, it's becoming increasingly more dangerous for Palestinians living in the area. Nell Burden, Press TV, Occupied Nablus.